Where do you think things are going in terms of analysis or prognosis or and predicting a response to therapy in the adjuvant setting? In breast cancer, we've seen really a complete change in the clinical management of node-negative ER-positive tumors, patients with node-negative ER-positive tumors based on the Oncotype. Now there's the MAMA print. And I know that there's similar efforts, like NSABP, for example, looking at this in colorectal cancer. Do you think that that's going to play out in the same manner over the next few years?
Well, I hope it will. I'm not convinced that it's quite there yet. We don't have the DNA patterns that were present. I mean, the basilar type breast cancer and linking that with the BRCA1 and all that isn't quite there yet in colon. On the other hand, if you take the number of deaths per year in colon cancer in the United States since 1990, it's dropped by 9% consistently. Some of that obviously is due to screening, but some of that is due to adjuvant therapy. If you take a look at control arms in, say, the MOSAIC study, forgetting the oxaliplatin for the moment, but just take a look at stage 2 disease, it's 85-86%. This was not a highly selected group. This is stage 2 disease. This is very, very good. Maybe that's better surgery and better staging. If you take the stage...
That's still with 5-FU.
It is. If you take the stage 3 disease, it's around 70%. When I was growing up in this field, it was supposed to be 50%. Some of that, again, may be staging and technique, but the chemotherapy, the adjuvant chemotherapy, has made a major impact, and I think all to the better.